It is a view, Newcastle 2, Liverpool 2, Dan, Neil and Sean. Start with just the freshness and the newness of it all, Sean, to be honest. I mean, this period of the season now is getting more and more like an extended pre-season in terms of the whole thing not really bedding down until after the August transfer window is concluded and then probably that international break in September. So it was always going to have a little bit of madness on it, particularly around the change in them. And then there's the context around Isak going back there, new manager for them. When Iriola's prepping for this one, you do feel for him a little bit in that, you know, this isn't, like I just said, Eddie Howe's Newcastle with all of the hits that you've had over the past 3 or 4 years. So they will be working on assumptions a little bit. Newcastle, meanwhile, probably know what they're going to get mostly from Liverpool, and you see that in the setup for them and where to plug holes. So with all of that in the lineup, there's not really a great deal you can be surprised by and expect, I'd say, going into it. Is that fair?
Yes, like, well, small plug for the video shows Neil and I did last week on both the shape and then the new show team meeting, where Neil had some great information and research on Newcastle. So when I then went and had a look back at it, Neil was absolutely spot on. So when the team dropped, I was a little bit surprised by the centre midfield pairing. I thought that it might, I didn't necessarily expect it to be either of them. So I think that might be the only thing that Liverpool may have looked at and thought, okay, that's maybe slightly different to what we might have been expecting. I think from Liverpool's perspective, obviously Chiesa, I think, has had a physical issue. Harvey Elliott, I'm assuming, has been left out. But either they didn't fancy him, whether there's something we don't know about with a knock, whether there's a move brewing, not sure. And then when you look at the setup after that, I think Newcastle are as you'd expect them to be. So without the ball, 4-4-1-1. Sort of like Liverpool's centre-backs have it, with one caveat. When Liverpool were building out from Alisson or it was a goal kick, they were jumping Harvey Barnes onto Xhaka. Lewis Hall was sort of going in between Rio and Frimpong, ready, very close to Frimpong, ready to jump him, and then doing that typical thing we see all the time now, really, with sort of 3v3 across the halfway line. So there's a slight carrot dangling for Liverpool in terms of playing out, but at the same time, Liverpool didn't have a spare centre-half if they wanted to play out directly from Alisson. But the Newcastle setup, as you would expect, they're not looking to pass through Liverpool's press, looking to go very vertical, looking to go very direct. Neil and I had a really interesting chat on the sort of team meeting about to what extent did Newcastle go direct, to what extent did they maybe fancy Lewis Hall and Harvey Barnes against Rio and Frimpong, and maybe they play out that way. But what happens 5 minutes in, to a certain extent, all bets are off.